Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in Season 4, looking at Chapter 3, Mishnah 8, Gimel, Chet, with the wonderful commentary of Ben Yonah. And I wanted to remind you, reiterate, we're going to take our big winter hiatus, God willing, in two and a half weeks, and we're going to take it, hopefully, for a little winter break, just like any other show, lahavdil, and then we'll come back. We'll probably take another hiatus around spring break, sometime around there, because we try to get the show to go from September to June-ish, to give you that full season with a different commentator, Bli Neder. So let's look at 3:8 over here. Rabbi Dostai Bar Yanai Mishum Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Dostai Bar Yanai says, in the name of Rabbi Meir, Kol HaShochayach Davar Echad Mimishnaso, whoever forgets a single thing from his learning, Mala Elav HaKosav Ki Ilam Eschayev Benafsho, the pasuk, the verse, holds him as if he is liable for his life. And I want to pause and say, the commentators pick up and say, it doesn't mean that if you don't have such a great memory and you just forget something, you're liable with your life. It's as if someone who doesn't do anything, doesn't try anything, or purposely tries to forget something, or doesn't do anything to be involved with his learning and just lets it go to waste. It's a different type of element. But of course, if someone forgets things in the normal process or whatever, it's a different type of an aspect. Anyway, unpause. Shenemar, as it says, Raki shamar lecha oshmor nafshecha me'od pen tishkach es ha-devarim asher ra'u einecha. Only guard yourself and guard your soul greatly, lest you forget the things that your eyes saw. And the Mishnah here says, Yachal afilu takfa lav mishnah, so not even the sages in the commentary, but the Mishnah itself here points out, I would think even if he forgets his stuff, you think he might be liable. You might think it applies even if his learning was too difficult for him. Tam alomar pen yasuru muvavecha kol yameicha yecha. Therefore, the verse continues, lest you remove them from your heart. This teaches that he is not guilty until he sits and intentionally removes it from his heart. So the idea here being that I just want to think about and talk about with you for a second is when we go through things, when we study things, we learn Torah, we shouldn't say that we go through it once and that's it. We'll never come back to it. It's the whole idea of the Daf Yomi. The second we finish, we start again. We finish the last blot, we go right back to Bracha Bet. We start right again, right anew the next day, because every time you do Daf, you should be zochah to do it many, many times. You learn something else. There's more to learn. Every time you see the Parsha, I can't say it got stale. God forbid, the Torah never gets stale. There's always something to learn. Even though I saw Lech Lecha last year, I see Lech Lecha this year in a different way. Even though I saw Devarim last year, I see Devarim in a different way. The whole cycle, we finish on Simchas Torah, and we begin right away the next second with Bereishis, because we never stop. We always have to continually go through things. We always have to continually review things. That's why it's good also on this show, we try to do Pirkei Avos. It's not that I did it three times and that's enough. There's always something to learn, especially something you're passionate about, something you love. That's why we're on Season 4 with the fourth way of looking at it. Maybe Hashem will let us be zocha to look at it many ways with many commentators and find many different things. And the parsha, we go through it all the time, and different topics we talk about, and the otisho and the daf, of course, is always what to learn. When you study Torah, you learn Torah. Don't let it be forgotten. Try to review it. Try to come back to it more in the future. That's why when we finish a Masechta, we say, Hadrinalach Maseches blank. We shall return to you. We should come back to you. We should review you again. We shall meet again, God willing, is what we say to the Torah itself. So Rabbeinu Yonah says to us that one who forgets a single thing, it's as if he's liable, right? The verse says, so he is punished because he did not pay full attention to the fact that forgetfulness is a common problem. He should have reviewed the laws he learned numerous times and thought about them all day and all night until he could not possibly forget them. His failure to do so makes him liable for his life, because he will rule on halachic questions based on memory, claiming that this is what his teacher taught him. He will forbid what is permitted and permit what is forbidden, causing others to err. For this, he is called a deliberate sinner, because an unintentional error in learning is considered intentional. You should be careful with what you learn, what you study. Try to be involved with it so that you know what's really bad and what's really good, and not to mix up the two, God forbid. You might think it applies even if learning was too hard. Therefore, it talks to us the verse, he's not guilty until he sits and intentionally removes it. If he forgot due to old age or any other circumstance, the Rabbeinu Yonah points out to us here Like we were saying before, beyond his control, God exempts him from punishment and he is not liable for his life. That's why in general, when you're learning, when you're involved in Torah, you should make sure to review what you learned. If you heard a shiur, try to think about what you heard. Try to internalize what you heard. Somebody once said, I don't remember where I heard this, somebody once said that if you learn something or you hear something, try to jot down three things about that shiur, about that show that you learned that you could take with you. Try to think about something you saw, you heard on the show, or you heard in the shiur, or that you read in a book. Try to jot things down. Try to take notes. Try to think about anything you could take with you. That's why it's also good to take notes when you're listening to a lecture, or take notes when you're watching a video, especially Torah video. It's good to keep it with you. I remember in grad school, Lahavdil, I would always take notes, even when they gave us notes, even when they gave us slides, I would take notes, because writing things down helps you remember. So, Allah has come of the Kama, Kal v'Chomer, how much more so, relating to Torah, how we should jot down things, give us mnemonics, give us visual cues, different tactile written cues for us to remember things, for us to try to indelve ourselves, involve ourselves so that we don't forget them. As the Mishnah points out to us here, when we're involved in things, we should always come back to them, try to review them, try to be involved with them. Just because you did Daf Yomi last cycle doesn't mean you can't do it again. It'll be fresh, it'll be new, there'll be so much more to learn. Just because you went through one cycle of Mishnah, one cycle of Halacha, one cycle of Navi, go to it again, try it again. There's always something you could learn. There's always something you could glean. There's always more to gain. There's always more to involve yourself with and hear from the Torah. The Torah is everlasting. The Torah never ends. The Torah is like a sea of knowledge. That's why they say you have to start. You might not be able to finish. Pirkei Avos says, Lo alecha hamlecha legmor, v'lo ata ben charin lehibatel mimena. You can't say that I can't do anything. You have to at least start. Obviously, you might not be able to finish everything. There's vast, vast volumes, hundreds of thousands of millions of things about the Torah, but you have to at least start. You have to be involved. You try to get something involved. Try to make sure you involve yourself so that you don't forget things. Try to make sure that it doesn't slip from your memory by reviewing things and constantly coming back to things. And hopefully, more Torah will stay with us. Hopefully, we'll have more Torah with us every single day as much as we can with the different ways of learning. Join us next time as we talk about the fear of sin coming before wisdom here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.